Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Cuomo's ban on flavored vapes goes back before a judge today after a two-week stay period where sales were still allowed. Joining us live now on the line is Andrew Osborne. He's owner of Vapor Trail, and we've been talking to him extensively about this issue. Andrew, what are you expecting to happen today?
Well, honestly, guys, we have no idea what to expect. The uncertainty just seems endless for our industry at this point. And after another two-week waiting period, we don't know if we're going to have to start clearing out our shops tonight or if this is going to go through for another week or two. And in the meantime, it's clear and obvious to us that, the public image destruction of our products is working. If they're trying to get people to go back to smoking, it's working.
How do you know that, Andrew?
Customers are telling us. We're seeing people come in who are terrified because they're not getting the right information from the media. And we're hearing a lot of stories from our customers about coworkers and other people who have just been getting started with vaping and they're back outside smoking cigarettes because they're afraid they're going to die. And the fact is, this is because the media continues to not tell the public the truth about what products are causing these lung diseases and deaths.
Well, looking at all of that you just said, do you find it, likely that a judge is listening to both sides of that argument, that the judge is taking into consideration where these illnesses are coming from?
I think what the most important thing here is that the state, the health department, the governor, they do not have any proof to show that flavors have any relationship to these lung diseases or deaths. They declared a public health crisis here, and we have to ask ourselves, why is there a public health crisis? It's because people are getting sick and dying. If they are trying to ban flavored products that smokers use to quit smoking, and they have no evidence that these flavored products are related at all to these illnesses and deaths, then the courts need to stand strongly against this flavor ban, in my opinion.
Andrew, yesterday, Juul suspended sales of its fruit and dessert flavored vapes while the FDA reviews its products. Does that impact, do you think, what's happening here in New York?
Well, the fact is, Juul is now owned and in cooperation with Big Tobacco. And we all know, this industry knows, that there is an effort to consolidate this industry and, in essence, turn it over to the Big Tobacco companies. So any effort that Juul does is just getting in line so that they can stay in business. That doesn't help all the hundreds of small business owners like me who are terrified every day. And this is going to turn over into a dangerous black market. Customers are already trying to make their own e-liquids at home, and people are talking about going to the store and buying vegetable oil. That's not how this works. People are going to get really sick. And again, I say, one of the problems is if there's a public health crisis and it's related to illegal drugs, the problem is you can't regulate what's already illegal. And if they're going to make our entire industry, the tobacco harm reduction industry, illegal, we're going to see a lot more health issues from the potential black market that's going to boom.
I think a lot of people were looking at this flavor ban when it first came out and saying, all right, they're using illnesses that are in the news to attack a different problem, and that is young people vaping. And that's kind of where the flavor part of this comes in. But are you hopeful that a judge is going to look at that and say, well, hang on a second, the state just passed a law raising the age from 18 to 21 to buy tobacco and vapor products. Why don't we take a look at that and see if that works before going over for or going through with an outright ban on flavors?
I have faith in the courts. And to be totally honest with you guys, Vapor Trail, a business that I've operated for 10 years. That's my baby. That helps people quit smoking. And a lot of people that I know have already had to close their business. They've already had their baby thrown away. And I'm terrified that they're going to throw away my baby with someone else's dirty bathwater. That's not fair. And it's not fair to my customers who might have to buy some kind of illicit product out of someone's trunk or from an Uber driver just so that they can stay smoke-free when they close my business. It's not fair, guys. There's already businesses here in Western New York who have been forced to close because their customers aren't coming anymore because the news is telling them the wrong information. They're sending people back to smoking. And me, Andrew Osborne, I've been trying to prepare for this by using tobacco flavor myself because I will be banned from having it if this goes into place. And I'll be honest with you guys, when I use tobacco flavor, it makes me want to smoke a cigarette for the first time in 9 years.
Wow.
That scares me.
Andrew, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much. Andrew Osborne from Vapor Trail. He's the owner of Vapor Trail in South Buffalo. We will be watching for any decision that comes from the New York court today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.